Yes, sir.
Okay, we got him. We got him.
Good morning, how we doing?
Good morning, and how are you doing today, sir?
Not too bad.
Okay, are you going to help us this morning, sir?
Yes, sir, we have two, Britton and Zorilla.
Okay, so you have two for us. Okay. So we'll be ready whenever you are, and we'll take them in the order that you bring them to us, sir.
Okay, no problem, sir, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Wright.
Yes, sir.
Britton has a new felony.
Okay, so...
It's a conviction.
So the chair will go, through it regular, and then you will tell them that there's a new felony, and then after we go through the process, then we just make one motion. The motion will be to find that they violate terms and conditions of supervision, and because of the new felony, remove to revoke the commitment to supervision. Okay. We have to get to that point first.
So do phase one?
Yes, ma'am.
And then?
Then both, for both, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Lee Britton.
Okay, hold on, because the Honorable Miss Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing this morning, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Britton, can you please state your ADC, your name and your ADC number for the record?
Okay, my name is Lee Curtis Britton. My ADC number is 170225.
All right, thank you. Good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. At least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on September 29th, is that correct?
Yes.
And that form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. I don't see an attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing, and if you look down at the opposite end of the bench from me, there's the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And the center of the bench is our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and I'm Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Grady, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. Mr. Britton and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in an abbreviated two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two will be brief, but determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. So, Mr. Britton, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read this allegation to you, I need you to tell me whether it's true or false. And I will read that to you now. Do you understand? You need to respond true or false. Thank you. Your warrant says that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition of supervision number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to report on April 22nd, 2016 to Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona. After your discharge on April 21st, 2016, from TLC located at 2202 East Roosevelt in Phoenix, Arizona. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Britton, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Greg and Nell should call it to our attention officially.
Okay, so Mr. Greg?
Well, Mr. Britton has received a new felony for 5 years. He's already started his sentence.
Okay, thank you very much then. Based on information in the warrant number 2016W1353, and information from Mr. Grady indicating that Mr. Britton is now serving a sentence for a new felony conviction, I'm going to move that based on these items, I move to find Mr. Britton delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or lapsed into criminal ways or company. And I further move to revoke his community supervision on that basis.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Mr. Britton, this concludes your hearing as you have the new felony conviction. Thank you very much for participating, and this hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you.
All right, thank you.